This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hi, this is The Father's Love
with Lindy Wet
and Bongani Msibi. There's definitely a solution to every question you have.
And together,
we will reveal the true nature of God.
Who is love?
Join us every Wednesday between 12 and 1 as we share in the Father's love for your everyday life.
With Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi.
Be inspired. Be inspired indeed. And I trust that indeed the Word of God is an inspiration to you on this beautiful Wednesday. Welcome to the Father's Love Show. On this beautiful day, a perfect, wonderful, glorious, blessed, exciting, fabulous, everything good day that the Lord God has made for us to rejoice. I'm so excited just to be alive, just to be here, and
so bright and gold, so wonderful, so beautiful. I can say it's a reflection of what is in your heart right now.
Amen.
The joy that is in your heart. She's, ladies and gentlemen, she's glowing, she's shining, she's beautiful. You know, on this beautiful Wednesday, you can tune in or log in on our Facebook page, 7 to 9 a.m. You know, Radio Kapsa Council. 729 Kapsa Council. If you can go to our Facebook page, 729 K Pulpit or 729 Kapsa Council, and look at Lindia with her gold hair, gold
blonde, yes,
brooch.
Man,
and I tell you,
I had to leap, you know, of faith.
Come on,
so
it's shining.
Great and mighty things are coming already.
Amen.
That's the kind of faith that I have right now.
Hallelujah.
When you look at my hair.
People, good day, good afternoon, wherever you're listening to us. You know, those that are listening to us overseas, watching us overseas through our live Facebook page. We really appreciate you guys. Please do send us your comments on 0817291657. That's our SMS line, 0817291657.
What, 657?
Yes, what happened just there? Otherwise, you can send us a comment on Facebook, on our Facebook page live. Just send us a comment, man, and comment, because we're going to be having a wonderful, wonderful show today.
That's
as you have seen on our updates, we have Mrs. Giselle Martin, who will be sharing the Word of God with us on a full and a powerful topic, gardening our hearts. Not guarding our hearts this day, but cultivating or gardening our hearts. So you better take your pen and paper wherever you are. When you're driving, please be safe on the road. But just make sure that you listen in. Those that are watching us live on Facebook, you can send us a WhatsApp right there on Facebook, just below my beautiful, handsome face there. You just click on the green button there and then you send your WhatsApp message. Yes, Tasha Corp saying, I'll do it again. Be blessed. That was Tasha Corp's I'll do it again on the Father's Love Show. I trust that you are blessed. It's getting hot already.
Beautiful
in the
song.
Studio. I tell you, it's a beautiful,
beautiful
song.
You know, I've heard this song so many times, but I think today it just ministers to me differently.
Amen.
How precious and loved I am that Jesus will do it again, that he
Come
will
on.
Die for me
Come
on the cross. How amazing is that? Wow.
This is the Father's Love Show indeed with Bongani and of course Lindy WMCB. As we have promised that we have Mrs. Giselle Martin today. How are you, Giselle?
I am doing very good, Bongani. Thank you.
Thank you so very much. We are so excited to have you with us today. And we can't wait to hear what the Lord has laid in your heart and talking about gardening our hearts. Isn't our heart the most important, you know, part of our lives or the most important organ in our lives? I mean, when you talk about the natural heart, it's pumping blood, you know, sending life to every fiber of our being. And we can't wait, you know, to hear what is it that the Lord has in store for us.
Of
you
course.
Can take it away, Giselle.
Awesome, thank you. So good afternoon to everybody listening. I trust you are doing well and are being blessed by the Lord. So today I'm really wanting to just talk on gardening the heart and just the importance of not just guarding our hearts but also gardening it. And the way I want to explain that is by going to Mark chapter 4. So I'm going to be reading from verse 2. And it's just the parable of the sower. So let's get into it. Mark chapter 4, verse 2. It says, "He taught them many things by parables, mm-hmm. and said to them in his teaching, 'Listen, behold, a sower went out to sow, and it happened as he sowed that some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds of the air came and devoured it. Some fell on stony ground, where it did not have much earth, and immediately it sprang up because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some seed fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no crop. But other seed fell on good ground, and yielded a crop that sprang up, increased and produced, some 30, some 60, and some 100. And then he said to them, 'He who has ears to hear, let him hear.'" Mm. And this is an awesome parable, but I'm going to be jumping down a few verses and going to verse 13. And this is where Jesus explains the meaning of this parable, because it's an awesome picture and an illustration. But it's amazing because our Lord Jesus didn't just leave us with a picture and an illustration. Mm-hmm. He explained the meaning behind it. So let's look at that meaning in verse 13. And it says, "And he said to them, 'Do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables? The sower sows the word, and these are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. These likewise are the ones sown on stony ground. When they hear the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and then they have no root in themselves, and so endure only for a time. Afterward, when tribulation or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they stumble. Now these are the ones sown among the thorns. They are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches and the desires for other things enter in, choking the word, and it becomes unfruitful. But these are the ones sown on the good ground. Those who hear the word accept it and bear fruit, some 30, 60, and some 100-fold." And I just love in this parable because Jesus is just saying how the seeds that are being sown is the word, and just the different grounds there, it's referring to our hearts. And man, it's just so important, because as much as we can all receive and hear the word of God, how we look after our hearts will determine if that word that we're receiving is going to bring forth fruit in our lives, whether it's going to bring forth what the word is promising. You know, sometimes we hear all these amazing things of what God has in store for us, or we're trusting for breakthrough in a situation, or there's just circumstances that we're facing, and sometimes it can feel a bit like, you know, the circumstance speaks to you. And the importance of this parable is because Jesus is saying, like, the word is the seed. And when we hear that word, when we go to the word and sit in the word, we're planting seeds in our heart. But there's also the importance of really looking after our heart. And I'd love for us just to have a quick look at Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. So I'm just going to quickly go there. Proverbs 24, verse 23. It says, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life." And I just love that. If you think of that parable and just that illustration that Jesus was teaching of just how you need to look after the heart and have the seed there. But also it's amazing in Proverbs it says, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring forth the issues of life." And that's just showing that, man, depending on where our heart is, it's going to determine how much of God we're seeing in our lives. Because, you know, I remember a time in my life where I was just so frustrated. I remember not being happy about things. Home was challenging at times. And I remember times where I just feel like, God, where are you? You know, why are you not in my life? That's kind of the perspective I had. I just thought, you know, God, I hear God is good. So somehow automatically it's just, you know, things should just work out. And I never understood that I had to sit under the word of God, that I had to really intentionally seek out the word in order for it to be planted in my heart, for me to begin to let it take root in my heart. But in that, I also had to deal with things in my heart. Like, it wasn't just this, woo, jump in the word and yeah, it's all being like, yay. It was really a process of being like, okay, I'm reading all this, but now my circumstances are trying to tell me that the word is wrong. You know, I'm hearing I can be healed, but physically I am sick. So what then? And it was just amazing how God really just began to teach to me the importance of looking after your heart and looking at what are you choosing to believe. Are you allowing that word to take root in your heart?
Mm.
Or are you letting what you're seeing and the other things take away the word that's trying to enter into your heart? And it's just amazing because, you know, that hard ground, the enemy, he just comes straight away when a word gets thrown there. And often that can be our own immediate rejection. Someone tries to bring something, for example, with the healing. I had heard God wants to heal, but I was struggling. So when someone mentioned healing to me, it was like an immediate, like, no, definitely not. You know, there was an immediate defense that came up from a lie of the enemy saying that, well, your body tells you that's not true. Something else must be up. So you reject that word. And then it's just amazing because it's like over time, it's been a process with my heart of just how with healing, it's begun to really take root. And I'm just using healing as an example, but this can go to every situation in life. But I'm just using healing as an example just to share a bit of testimony so you guys can understand and relate as well. But over time, it was, I began to really study the word. I got excited about the word. But then, you know, when people challenge it, it's like that second ground type. You become a little bit scared, so you kind of let it go because, oh, other people are rejecting this. And I think we can all relate to that to a degree of where we hear a word, we hear things taught to us, and we get excited, but we have family members or friends, and then they challenge, and you get a bit of, you feel like, oh, I might get rejected by the people I love and care about if I choose to stand on this. And, man, that's just up to go through. And then you've got the third ground type where cares of this world and things. And that's more, I would say, learning to really trust God is a big key there. Because often in our own hearts, it's very easy. You hear the word, you really want to just be all out for God. You want to really dive in deep. But then you're thinking, oh, what about the bills at the end of the month? Or what about this thing? Or what about that? And man, I don't like where I'm at. I really want to just go do all these sorts of jobs, earn a lot of money so I don't have to be frustrated anymore. And then without even realizing it, we're not looking at that word anymore. We're not allowing God to stay the priority in our hearts. And man, I think all of us to some degree can relate to every ground type. But what's amazing is that we can change that. We can have that good ground, but it comes with a time of really gardening our hearts. Choosing to say, okay, I'm going to uproot what I'm believing. Maybe someone says God wants to provide for you, and you're like, okay. And then it's that thing of stopping and saying, okay, this is what the word says. And really, this is the importance of, as much as we can hear other people tell us what the word says, we need to seek it out for ourselves. So in this message, I really want to encourage each of you really to go and sit in the word of God and really learn for yourself, what is he saying to you? And what are you seeing the word say about your situation? Because without knowing what the word says, you're not planting a seed. You need that seed to come into you. You need something, a seed to stand on and be firm on, in order to have that fruit in your life. Because when you begin to guard your heart and garden your heart, you know where it says, keep, guard your heart with all diligence. Because out of it flow the issues of life. So wherever you have issues in your life, take a look at your heart and say, where am I what am I viewing this issue as? Am I putting this issue above the word of God? Am I making it more than what it actually is? And do you have something where you're like, I know what the word is saying about this situation? If you don't, I really want to encourage you to get in the word and find out for your situations. So that's just a very short thing of what I wanted to say, just in regards to gardening your heart. It's very simple. It sounds simple, but hallelujah, the gospel is simple. So I just wanted to encourage you guys with that of, man, take the time to sit in the word and really allow yourself to look at your heart and say, where am I holding back? Where can I really open up and remove the wrong beliefs and allow the word of God to take root in my heart? So I really want to encourage you with that today. So please take the time to sit with Jesus because he cares so much for you. Thank you.
Amen. That is a lot, and I've heard
a lot in a very short space of time. Yes. I tell you.
and it's also amazing or so great that you you read or you meditate on a scripture, mm-hmm. you've heard it so many times, but I love the fact that, you know what, every time you hear someone ministers about the scripture that you have heard, you know, you kind of receive a, you know, another revelation of like, oh, I didn't see it this way. But with this scripture that you, you know, the way that you are sharing about the different grounds, and I'm really I'm so grateful that you did mention, because you spoke about, you know, the different grounds. It's like some of us, like we all went through, you know, the different types of grounds. But you know what? It's a process. Come you can on. Be able to go through it. And I believe like someone is saying, you know what? I have been stuck on this level, you know, so long. And I love the fact that, yes, we have all been there. But there's a solution, is for you to sit under the Word of God and allow the Word of God to do its work. And what I love about the Word of God, obviously, is that it does not go back to God empty-handed. And because sometimes you may feel like, ah, it doesn't work. It's not like it doesn't work, but what is the state of your heart in order for you to be able to receive that which the Word of God, you know, says concerning your life? And for me, I mean, I've been a believer a long time. So we in life, we go through, you know, seasons and all that. But I've just loved the Word that it also ministers to me, that I must be able to guard it. It's not like, okay, I've received, things are going, it's, everything is fine. So a season will come, and then when you have to search yourself, with see, where is the state of my heart, you know, concerning this issue that I'm going through. So I'm really, you really ministered to me as well, and I trust that our listeners are blessed as well as they hear the Word of the Lord, that gardening our hearts, not only we have to guard it, but we need to guard in our hearts,
security,
but also
company.
Need to guard, work on it. And you
love
know
that.
Yeah,
love
let the state of our heart be the place where it produces results. It produces exactly what the Word of God intended for it. So you might be going through a specific season, but let me tell you, there is a solution, and it's found in the Word of God.
There is a solution that is found in the Word of God. Indeed, it's so amazing, Lindy, that you just said that we all have been, in one way or another, in our walk with God, being these different types of grounds that Jesus is talking about, the thorny grounds, where we allow circumstances and situations to choke the Word of God, that it deafening the voice of God, and deafening, you know, God wants to speak. God is saying to you, no, come on, give it to me.
Yeah.
Don't carry it, give it to me. But we can't hear. We so much are focused on that which we are feeling at that time.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we are those rocky grounds, you know, where we also, we ourselves harden our hearts to the Word of God. You know, and the enemy comes now and he steals the Word. You've heard the Word, and then you forget what the Word of God is saying, or what God is saying about the situation that you might be finding yourself in. And I love this part, you know, where, you know, the gardening part, where you said it doesn't only include, you know, planting the Word, which is the seed, but it also means uprooting. You know, there are things in our hearts, there are things in our lives that we have allowed, you know, to take root, that we need to sort of like uproot. You know, I was just quickly reminded of what God said to Jeremiah, that, you know, I see I've appointed you this day to, you know, over nations and over kingdoms, to root them out, to tear them down, to destroy. I just looked at a field where, you know, my heart is a field where I need to uproot some of the things I need to tear down, you know, when you want to clear, and then so that you build and you plant the Word of God, which literally is the purpose of God for our lives. You know, this is what God intended for us. I tell you, I'm loving this. So calm, so cool, so mellow, and it's just sinking very nicely.
It is.
In this weather that we find ourselves in. We trust that even our listeners are blessed as we speak, and we want to see those comments, man. Send us those WhatsApp messages on 0817291657. Otherwise, you can just go on Facebook Live and just click below my handsome face there. There's a green button. Click on it and then send us your comments. Otherwise, send us your comments on our Facebook Live. We're going to be right back after this beautiful song by Helen, guess what the name of the song is? Bread of Life. And who is the bread of life? Jesus. And who is Jesus?
The Word.
You're listening to Father's Love on Radio Cape Pulpit, 729 AM.
Yes, you guessed it right. You had it right. Yes, Lindy, you want to say something?
I wanted to say that there's no better place that anyone could be right now but seated and listening to us on the Father's Love Show right here on 729 AM, Radio Cape Pulpit.
Your daily companion.
I mean, what else?
Your dagelijke reisgenoot.
Okay.
Tell you. I'm trying. Can people please clap their hands? Boo, 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 wherever you are. Giselle, I don't know what to say. I know that there's something that we shared offline, I mean off air, and then you felt like you just want to share. Go ahead and
yeah.
And share this.
Thank you. So I just had one more thing that I wanted to add, of just like obviously speaking about having that time in the Word, and I just really wanted to bring that even more into light, of just the importance of spending time in the Word, or spending time with God specifically in relationship with Him. And I just really want to read from John 15, so from the beginning. It says, it's Jesus speaking, and He says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, He prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. And I just love how Jesus says there, where says, you are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. And it's just coming back to that thing of like, man, if we look at the Bible where Jesus is speaking, that's also the word of God. And Jesus, man, the Bible makes it clear He is the word. So just that thing of taking the words He's speaking, taking the word of God, it's the same as abiding in Him. When we take that time to be in the word, we're abiding in Him. And I just love how it says, abide in me and I in you, and you will bear fruit. So it's just coming back to that thing of like, when we're gardening our hearts, it's in that spending time with Jesus, spending time in the Word, and cultivating our hearts, because as you're spending time with Him, that is a big key in gardening the heart. Because as you're spending time with Him and in His Word, you begin to, that is the gardening process. And it's amazing, because Jesus, in that parable, I know a lot of people really go to town on it, on like, you need to bear fruit and where's your fruit kind of a thing with that parable. But that's actually not what Jesus is trying to say. What Jesus is trying to say in that parable is, spend time with me and the fruit will just be there. You can't force the fruit. Like, that is the whole point of that parable, is Jesus saying, you cannot make the fruit grow of yourself. You have to abide in me and you will bear much fruit, because outside of me you cannot. And that's exactly what he's saying there, is unless you abide in the vine, neither can, well, sorry, I'm misreading that. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. And that's just that thing of Jesus is just saying, hey, come spend time with me, abide in my word, get to know my word, and the fruit will come. So whatever circumstances you're facing, whatever issues you are facing, take that time in the word, take that time to be with Jesus, because the fruit will come. Allow yourself to be in the Word and let it garden your heart. So I just really wanted to give a practical key of how to garden the heart. I didn't want to just leave a message feeling good. I really want to offer that practical tool of one of the best ways to garden your heart is to just spend time in the Word and spend time with Jesus, because you cannot stop the fruit if you are doing that.
So basically what you are saying, I'm trying to understand this. Here I am, I'm going through some bit of challenges, or I'm being confronted by circumstances or situations of life. And is it the right time for me to go into the Word, or I need to go into the Word even before I get to those circumstances, so that at that particular moment then I'll bear the fruit? Or is it a question of, it doesn't matter, as long as I abide in the Word of God, as long as I'm in the Word of God, the fruit will come?
Well, I think the whole point of what Jesus is saying there is spending time with him, the fruit will come. And I think it can be so necessary in our circumstances. It's that importance of, man, we all have issues that we face. We all have circumstances that try make themselves look bigger than God, make themselves look bigger than the Word. And I would definitely say if you're facing a situation right now that's not easy, I just want to encourage you from our own personal journey with the Lord, is that when you spend time with him and put the circumstance aside, in the sense of being like, circumstance, you are not greater than my God. You are not greater than the Word. And just taking that time to quiet your heart and just say, I'm going to sit and be in the Word. So, yeah, I guess in those circumstances, I'd say as much as we can walk out in love and those things, there is that importance. Out of your heart flows the issues of life. So it's really important taking that time to be in the Word. So I would say if you have a circumstance, the first step is to jump into the Word and really become like that scripture that says, be still and know that I am God. It's that thing of coming to that place with that circumstance and saying, this will be still and I'm going to trust in the Lord. And so, yeah, I hope that answers your question.
Amen. Lindy, this is so refreshing, man. This is so, it brings a sort of comfort, a sort of rest. You know, I can't help it. Each time I think about the Word of God, I can't help, you know, what Hebrews 4:11 says, that we must labor to enter the rest that Jesus has already accomplished and accomplished for us. And the only way we can enter that rest is through the Word of God.
Yeah.
It is through us, you know, as you say, you know, abiding, not even visiting, you know, abiding, like staying there, you know, stay in the Word of God. And Jesus said, effortlessly, the fruit will come.
Yeah.
It's like a mango tree or an apple tree. You don't walk past it and you find it, you hear it going, trying to pop out an apple. It just happens effortlessly because it is planted in the ground. It is planted in the ground where it gets all the nutrients. Because, Lindy, you know, the Bible says nothing was made that was made without the Word. So everything owes its existence to the Word. And we are basically the crown jewel of God's creation.
Yeah.
And God couldn't live a day without visiting us. You know, in the cool of the day, to spend time with us. So a day shouldn't go by, if I'm hearing Giselle Wall, a day shouldn't go by without us really spending time in the way that, in a process of doing that, we are cultivating, we are gardening our hearts, we're taking off the weeds, man. We're taking off the weeds of the care, the cares of life, you know, the things that spoils the vine, you know, the things that we worry about. And Jesus says, who of you by worrying will add a day in his life or a cubit to his stature? Like Lindy, they say you won't grow taller just by worrying.
I've never seen such, obviously.
Yeah.
I love what Giselle has shared, especially the last part. About, you know, abiding in God, then automatically, like when you are in him, automatically the fruits, you know, they are there. The fruits come forth, the fruits are released as you are in him. And I was reminded of the scripture, is it in Ephesians, where it says, therefore put on the full armor of God.
Ephesians 6.
So that, yes, 6 verse 13, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything to stand. And when you're looking at this scripture with what Jesus shared, that when you abide in him, you know, you bear fruit. I'm looking at this scripture where, who, like when the evil day comes, that you be able to stand. Who stands when there's war around? It's someone that, you know, is abiding in Christ.
Confident.
Confident in the boldness, knowing that the victory is already guaranteed. So I'm really, really encouraged. And not only that, like I need to you know, when life is good, I forget about the word, but I need to abide. I need to be in the word. I need to stay in the word all the time so that when the enemy comes with his tricks, I know, hey, you're just wasting your time. Mm-hmm. I know the truth.
Yeah.
And I know that, you know, victory is already mine. I know that God has already made a way for me. So it's so liberating when you know the truth, hey?
Yeah, so it liberating. Is. It is. I tell you, like Giselle said earlier on, you know, when Popo hits the fan, you know, in our lives, we tend to cry out and say, God, where are you? You know, where are you? And when he has sent out the invitation, you know, to say we must abide in his word, we must abide in him. I mean, when Jesus says, I am the true vine, my Father is the vine dresser, and abide in me. And, I mean, who is Jesus? He's the word. And he says, abide in me. He's saying, abide in the word of God.
Yeah.
And you will bear the kind of fruits that you want. Because if I'm planted anywhere else, I'm going to bear those, I mean, the fruits of that particular place where I'm at. So, if things are not all right in your life, are not okay in your life, I think it's about time that you repent. And by repenting, we're not saying confess your sins.
Yeah.
We are saying change your mind,
yeah.
You know, and choose to stay in the word of God. Yes, we have heard all the philosophies of men. We have heard all the scientific reports,
mm-hmm.
You know, out there, whatever it is out there. But have you heard the word of God? What is God saying about that situation? Mm. And I'm saying to you, if God says, though heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word remains forever, I'd rather stick with something that will remain forever than something that has an expiry date, as it were. So, there you have it. That's why we say on this show, without any fear of contradiction,
mm-hmm.
that there's a solution to all that you are going through and is found in the word of God. After this beautiful song, we're going to ask Giselle just to pray for us. At this time, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you're facing.
Yep.
You know, as you take it up to God in prayer, we know that he's going to sort it out for you. Here's Lebo L. Tisane saying, that's why I fell in love with you. That's why I fell in love. Why did you fall in love with the Lord?
9 a.m.
Giselle, thank you so very much for your time. As we've requested to you before, we went to the song by Al Tisani, that's why I fell in love with you. Won't you just pray for us?
Definitely, thank you. Lord, we just thank you right now for your heart towards us. Lord, I thank you that we can trust in you. And Lord, in Proverbs 3 it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understandings, and you'll make our paths straight. Lord, I just thank you that we can trust in you.
Thank you.
Lord, I thank you that we can come before you with our hearts, no matter where they're at. Lord, I just thank you that you care for us. In Psalms 147, you say that you heal the brokenhearted.
Mm.
So Lord, I just pray over every single person listening, especially those who are facing circumstances that are making them feel overwhelmed. Lord, I just thank you that they can bring their hearts to you.
Thank
no matter what they're dealing with, what they're carrying, the burdens that they're carrying, Lord, I thank you that they can come to you and your arms are open wide to them. And Lord, you're just saying, come abide in me. I'm not going to reject you. I'm going to pour my love out on you. I'm going to show you who I am in my word. And I'm going to show you how I think about you. So Lord, I just thank you that each person here will come to know you more. And Lord, we just thank you that at the end of the day, each heart will have been opened up more to you. Lord, I just thank you that you care for each person that's listening and that you love them dearly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lindy, that was awesome. That was refreshing. That was powerful. Giselle, thank you so very much for coming to share the heart of God with us about gardening our hearts. How awesome is that? And we pray that may God continue to bless you, keep you, and obviously smile towards your direction, you know, as he lift up his countenance upon you. We love you so much. Our regards to your lovely, handsome husband, Peter. We love him so much. Thank you so very much. Lindiwe?
Yeah, that is it. This time of the show, I always like, man, that's it. Just like that. Just, yeah, but it's been so good. God has been so good, even the word that we have received from Giselle, and I trust that our listeners are blessed.
Mm.
They are inspired and they are encouraged to continue to garden their hearts,
mm-hmm.
continue to abide in the word of the Lord and allow the word to do its work, and so that you can enjoy the fruits thereof.
Amen.
So thank you so much.
Talking about fruits, please don't change that dial, because at the top of the hour, Gilmer Stander is here. So Gilmer is here with the news, and then after which left still. So don't you change that dial. I tell you, it's a power-packed show. You don't want to miss it. Till next time, same place, same time. Bongani and Lindy were signing out. You know, it's a youth month. Don't forget to be, you know, to enjoy the time of your life. And I tell you, next Wednesday, we're having Kezia Van Wyk coming to share the word of the Lord with us. Hallelujah. God bless you guys. We love you. Stay blessed. Amen. Cheers.
It's time to be more active, faith active, with Radio Cape Pulpit on 7 to 9 a.m.
This insert was brought to you by Radio Cape Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit capepulpit.co.za.